powerful congressman drafts a bill to change the Homeland Security Department's buying practices. South Carolina Representative Jeff Duncan wants to add new layers of oversight. He's frustrated by what he calls wasteful spending at the largest civilian agency. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller got a hold of Duncan's draft bill, and Jason joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, Jason, so what's in this draft bill?
Well, it's a draft bill, let's be clear, and it's a word discussion draft. It's being put out for comments for that discussion so the congressman can have a better idea of what should be in it, what shouldn't be in it. But really what it's all about is increasing accountability and discipline of acquisition processes across all of the Homeland Security Department. Now, we have a full link to the bill, 47 pages of it on federalnewsradio.com so people can read it at their leisure. But let me highlight just a few of the provisions I found most interesting. First off, the bill would give the Undersecretary for Management, the Chief Financial Officer, the Chief Information Officer, larger roles in the respective areas of expertise when it comes to acquisition. Now, this is anything from, for instance, CFO approving financial systems to the CIO improving IT systems in terms of how their oversight works as it relates back to acquisition. Now, the Undersecretary for Management also would have the authority to what they call approve, halt, modify, or cancel major acquisition programs should they go off, you know, program schedule, cost milestones, not meet those metrics. Now, the Undersecretary also would be responsible for establishing policies for acquisition that would implement this approach to look at risks and failures and other parameters around cost, schedule, and performance. Now, each DHS component, so we're talking about Customs and Border Protection or ICE or TSA, would have a component acquisition executive. This would be a senior level person who would answer straight to the Undersecretary for Management, who would be responsible for making the certain types of programs at the component level work well. Now, at the same time, the biggest change on while all these other layers get added or all these people get more responsibilities, the Chief Procurement Officer, which has traditionally been that person who has overseen, made policy, really been the focal point of acquisition, their role seems to be diminished in this bill. Now, though this person would still focus on policy and strategy, oversee relationship with vendors and workforce issues, or even specifically around training and certification, but the day-to-day operations of acquisition oversight and influence seems to go to a new position, which they're calling in this bill the executive director, which would be created under the Undersecretary for Management. And this executive director would do several things. It would monitor the performance of department acquisition programs through formal reviews. It would identify problems. It would deal with cost performance schedule issues, and it would address any kind of areas to prevent overruns, performance issues, schedule delays. And this executive director would coordinate with these acquisition program component executives in the CBPs, TSAs, ICEs, CISs, and they would work on reviews together. So as you see, they're separating out what the chief procurement officer does and what this executive director does. It's very fascinating just the changes that they are proposing. And in some ways, it's a little surprising.
So it sounds like, Jason, they're putting the chief procurement officer in the role of basically the master contracting officer, which in contracting, of course, is only a subset of the whole acquisition process.
In many ways, the CPO is taking a less day-to-day hands-on role and more strategy 50,000-foot view. And I think that's a change in the sense that typically chief acquisition officers, senior procurement executives don't necessarily get into the, you know, nitty-gritty of this contract or that contract, but they are part of that decision-making process. They are part of that you know, selection authority sometimes. And by moving that person out of it, they really, in my opinion, based on my reading of this bill, would diminish their role.
Jason, why is the congressman doing this? For example, I don't know who the chief procurement officer is now at DHS, but did they rub the congressman the wrong way?
if it was only that simple, right? No, I think the congressman's just frustrated. He is the Homeland Security Subcommittee chairman of the Operations and Management Subcommittee, and he held a hearing on the subject last September that really focused on the acquisition processes at DHS. And basically his conclusion based on that hearing and other research he did is DHS just doesn't do a good job holding programs and components more accountable for how they're spending money, how they're meeting their goals. He just went through, I pulled one single quote from that hearing back in September, and basically he said the congressional watchdogs found 21 IT programs with cost or schedule problems, poor TSA management of its body scanners and canine teams, mismanagement of a $3 billion effort to improve DHS's radio systems, and failure to convert DHS's H-60 helicopters into a coordinated and efficient, cost-efficient manner. And what's interesting is those are just a few things he pointed out. And I think what he said over the years is GAO and others have said there's been problems time and again, and the DHS's acquisition process has been on the high-risk list from GAO since 2005. So he believes that this is time for some change. There has to be some ways to fix some of these longstanding problems. And I think that's part of where this is coming from. Now, I did reach out to Duncan and his staff to get more comments on the draft bill. His press secretary said that he was not doing any interviews around this proposal at this time.
He's not doing interviews around it. All right. Well, yeah. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Sorry, Congressman. But I guess the question may be even bigger is why pick on DHS alone? I mean, which federal agency is so great at this that it couldn't use a little reform, too?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that's why you're seeing this push for IT and procurement reform. We talked about on your show yesterday the FITARA, Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act. I think you're seeing that's why the White House is meeting with industry to say, okay, what are some other ideas of how to improve procurement of IT outside of legislation? So I think you're absolutely right. I think why Congressman Duncan is looking at DHS is just his role on the Homeland Security Committee as a subcommittee chairman. And you know, he sees a longstanding problem, or what he believes is a longstanding problem, and slow progress. And one of the things he points out during that hearing back in September was, yeah, he can see some progress. Things are getting better, but they're not getting better fast enough. And DHS spends way too much money on programs for Congress to ignore it.
And Jason, I guess I'm asking you for your historical knowledge here, but DHS is a huge agency and relatively new. So how much of this is just simply growing pains, that it needs a little bit more formal structure, a little bit more tightening of those loose ends, and other agencies perhaps are a little bit more advanced?
I would tell you that it's a little bit of both, what you're asking. You're asking how much of it is just time and how much of it is a lack of processes. I think that, you know, we had a long conversation with Rafael Boris, the Undersecretary for Management, who recently left DHS after about 4 years. And one of the things that he did, what he put in there, is he really added some more discipline and data-driven decision-making. And all of this has come over the last 3-4 years, and partly because of him, but partly because, as you said, it was a new agency, and things take time to come together. I think what's frustrating Congress traditionally, and this is outside of Congressman Duncan per se, is how long it has taken. You know you have a big program. You know that the programs require certain sets of discipline. These disciplines aren't new. These are best practices used in industry around, you know, project and program management. Why aren't, you know, Congress is asking time and again, why doesn't DHS already have these in place? Why didn't the old INS bring it with them? Why does it have to be new just because INS got split into, you know, multiple different agencies? There's some frustration there of what's happening. Or, you know, TSA, for instance, was a brand new agency. Why shouldn't you start at the beginning with these processes in place? Why do you have to go through this long period of putting them in place? And I think that's the frustration at the same time. As you're right, there are some changes that have been good, but it does also take time when you are bringing different cultures together.
They want to take the yolk out of scrambled eggs, and it's too late then, folks, I guess. Now, of course, all these billions that the Homeland Security Department spends, they spend on contractors. So contractors are looking at this and saying, uh-oh, mommy and daddy are fighting again. What is the reaction so far from industry?
Well, reaction is mixed. I talked to a couple of industry experts who either I shared the draft bill with or have seen it on their own. And one industry source says, you know, they're not pleased with the discussion draft. They say that it leaves a lot of the people in the community scratching their heads regarding the draft legislation. Yes, DHS has made some progress, and much of what this legislation is either reorganizes existing management processes that are already in statute, or it seems to be more prescriptive, and instead of leaving it to the discretion of the DHS leadership. They're also concerned about how the draft bill would further divide the procurement system by creating just yet another set of processes instead of streamlining these processes and dealing with some of the other issues that come around from the decentralized aspects of procurement. Now, I talked to another industry official who wasn't as negative on this bill as the first one I spoke with, but the second official said, listen, there are some risks that of becoming so over-focused on process that you lose sight of really what you're trying to do here, which is mission and reach the certain specific outcomes, because process in itself does not create excellence. And I think that was a fair point, that just because you tell DHS to put these new disciplines in, if you don't have the training, you don't have the right people, you don't have that top-down, bottom-up, mix of oversight, then all you're doing is adding more and more layers. So currently the bills with industry, I'm sure Congressman Duncan and his staff are getting recommendations, and I think that what we'll see in the coming months is a final bill based on those discussion drafts and all those other recommendations, and it's obviously something we will continue to follow.
All right, Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that update.
My pleasure.